Jin could tell the woman had other things on her mind. "Will I be with my mother?" Jin asked her. "No," Mrs. Schwarz said. "You'll each see the board alone. That way, we'll know if you're telling the truth. Don't worry so much. Everything will be fine." Jin wasn't sure of that at all. Three men questioned Jin for a long time. The men sat behind a long table. Two of the men were officers. One of these officers had little glasses perched on the end of his nose. The sun was shining on the glasses so that Jin could not see the man's eyes. He frightened Jin a little. The men asked so many questions that Jin couldn't keep track of them all. They asked Jin to describe her house. Were there any steps up to the front door? How many windows did her house have? "Who is old Ming?" an officer asked. "He's an old farmer," Jin told him. "But now he's too old to work, and he has no family, so everyone in the village helps him out." "What happened to his family?" Jin froze. She didn't know the answer, and she didn't want to get the answer wrong. She was tempted to make up a story like the ones she made up for Li Mei, but then she remembered that her father said she should tell the truth. "I don't know," Jin said. "My whole life, old Ming has always been by himself." The men stared at her. Jin started to tremble. Suddenly, the man wearing glasses said, "Little girl, could you tell me where the well in your village is?"